all of our lives, or those who daven Chabad shuls all their lives, that the during the winter months, people run home to make Kiddush before the seventh hour, before between 6 and 7. And the question is, what does that mean? What is it about? And why is it important? Should we do this? Is it important? How important is it? We'll have to ask some other questions. If there's a problem between making Kiddush in 6 and 7, does that apply to make Kiddush on white wine? Does it apply to make Kiddush on challah? What about davening in the seventh hour? If there's a problem making Kiddush, what about davening in the seventh hour? If there's a problem with wine in the seventh hour, is there a problem every day with wine in the seventh hour? If there's a problem with wine in the seventh hour late to Shabbos, how about Havdalah with wine in the seventh hour on Matzei Shabbos? So what is this? What is this all about? So basically, it works like this. L'chaim, l'chaim,
l'brach. Is it applied to Israel also?
I'm going to tell Israel soon. Very good. Okay. So basically, it's like this. He asked how it applies in Israel. The time in Israel.
It used to be
Shoyes Zvanius,
not
66. Okay, so we're going to open this. There are many rumors about this, which we'll get to Mitzvah later, about exactly how to calculate. Before we get to how they calculate it, let's just talk about what it is first, and what it's about, and why it's a thing. When Hashem created the world, He created the world Hashem Himself creates the world, and it's connected, the creation of the world is connected to, the Gemara says, with seven mazolis, with seven stars, or seven stars in the language of the Gemara. And they are Shabtai, Tzedek, Madim, Chama, Nega, Kecham, Levana. The highest star is Shabtai, and the lowest star, it's called the star in the Gemara, is Levana, is the moon. So each star has a different kind of energy. Of course, although it has a different kind of energy that it produces, and the world, the energy of the world goes through that energy, it's forbidden for us to do things based upon the energy of the various stars. We're not supposed to look at the stars, not supposed to care about the stars. The Jewish people aren't affected by the mazalis. However, in those items that the sages said, the Chacham said, that we should pay attention to them, so those things we need to pay attention to. So, and even though the Gemara says that these stars have the energy of the world goes through, has a certain force at that time, that doesn't mean that we're affected by it, we're forced to be affected by it, we have free choice. Not only do we have free choice, but the Gemara says, "Ein mazal Yisrael," Jewish people are above all the whole concept of mazal in the first place. But on those items that the Gemara does say we should pay attention to, we need to pay attention to. So one of the things the Gemara says is, there's a custom going to mention, and that is that in the seventh hour, the Gemara says, the mazal of Madin, the mazal of the third star, governs. In the first hour of the night, the mazal of Madin governs, and therefore, and the author says that, writes in Shulchan Aruch, that at this time also, the Samach Mem is the opposite of holiness. Samach Mem always tries to stop holiness coming to the world. When a Jew makes Kiddush, he brings holiness to the world. And so whenever a Jew is making an effort to bring holiness to the world, so the job of the opposite of holiness, the job of the Samach Mem is not the real name, the author spells out the name Samach Mem Al-Flamid, but it's customary not to say that name. So we just call it Samach Mem, which means the opposite of holiness, it means the snake, it means all the negative forces. So when a Jew is making Kiddush, he's bringing holiness in the world, so the opposite of holiness tries to stop that. In the mazal of Madim, when the star of Mars, of Madim, is the channel through which the energy of the world goes through, and so you have the mazal of Madim, and the mazal of Madim is being governed by the opposite of holiness. The convergence of these two forces is negative. It's a dangerous thing, the Altarba says, and because it's dangerous, we shouldn't make Kiddush at this time. So he says two things. Number one is he says the mazal of Madim, that's when that star is governing, that's when that star is the channel through the energy in the world. Number two, he says that the opposite of holiness governs that negative force of this star. That star in general, or that planet in general, is associated with cherev. It's associated with cherev and dever. It's associated with the sword, associated with the plague, with pestilence. And that's what the Gemara says, that on certain days of the week, you're not supposed to do a kazas dam. Kazas dam means to donate blood or to let blood. It was considered a very common way to be healed from various things, time of the Gemara. take out some blood. Mm-hmm. And it says in Gemara, you shouldn't do this on Tuesdays. Why should you do this on Tuesdays? Because on Tuesdays, the mazel of Madim, that governs the world on the even hours. And the even hours, the Gemara says, in general, are associated with a negative force, zugeis, it's called pairs. So when you have mazel madim, and it's also on the time of, because it's seven, there are seven stars, so not always you have mazel madim on the even hours of the day. But on Tuesdays and Fridays, the mazel madim is in the even hours of the day, and therefore it says, during those days, you should not do a kazastam, except on Friday, the Altar says, since it's a Jewish people have done doing this already, Dashu Barab, many people do this already. So we don't have to be concerned about the fact that it's something that is a negative mazel, because people do this prepare for Shabbos. They donate, they give up, I don't know what the right word is in English, hakazas dam. They draw blood. So since the people do this already, the Altar says you don't have to worry about it on Friday, but on Tuesday, not everyone does it, and there's mazel madam, plus it's on the even hours of the day, so don't do this on Tuesdays. There are other things that allow us to not be worried about the mazalis. For example, there's a concept called Shem Psaim Hashem. God guards the foolish. People are foolish. We don't know anything. We don't care. We don't know. Since we don't know, so it's not enough to, if people are doing that and it's Hashem, Shem Psaim Hashem, Shem guards the foolish. So if we don't know about it, we don't have to worry about what we don't know. For example, another thing that we do that is connected to this is washing your hands after Levaya. After Levaya, it was to wash your hands outside. That's what wash your hands inside. But people do wash their hands inside. And the Rebbe says, why do we wash our hands inside? You're supposed to wash your hands outside. It's preferable to wash outside. But since people are doing it already, they've already paved the way for this to be okay. So I just want to underscore again, a Jew does not need to. And he shouldn't give power to the mazalos. He shouldn't ascribe any force to the mazalos. But I remember someone saying to me, I want my child to be born this day, because this and this day has a stronger mazal. That's not a correct way to think. By you giving power to the mazalos, by you thinking there's some other force, you're actually empowering the mazalos. But you not caring about them, not thinking about them, then you are just like in everything that Hashem tells us to trust in Hashem, so too, you're not supposed to ascribe any force, any power to the mazalos. Unless the Gemara says it. So the Gemara says that that the mazel of Madim and the Samach Mem have some kind of force on the seventh hour of the day, and therefore there is a spiritual problem, the opposite of holiness governs, and there's a physical problem. The physical problem is that this star is the channel of the divine flow at this time. So because of the convergence of these two energies, it's considered a dangerous time. So it's a spiritual thing and a physical thing. The spiritual thing is the opposite of holiness, the Samach Mem. And it's a physical thing that the divine flow goes through this star at this time, therefore it's considered a dangerous time. There are people that aren't concerned about this. The reason they're not concerned about this is because there's another mitzvah which requires us to make kiddush at that time. Which mitzvah requires us to make kiddush at that time? You're supposed to make kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes in. And it says in Gemara, Shem mitzvah yedabara. If you're trying to do a mitzvah, you won't know about anything evil. No, you don't know about anything bad. You're doing a mitzvah. Why you think about stars and spooky stuff like that? You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, nothing to worry about. So that's why the author actually mentions Shulchan Aruch, although there is this problem, but people make kiddush anyways, because Shemer Mitzvah Yodavar. That's how the Rebbe interprets the author of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe's opinion is in Shulchan Aruch that we don't have to worry about this, because it's a mitzvah nekish as soon as possible when Shabbos comes in, and therefore that overrides this concern about the danger and everything, because you're doing a mitzvah. But the custom, Lubavitch, and is not, even though that's a halacha, that's all it says in Shulchan Aruch, the custom, Lubavitch, was and is that we do not make kiddush in the seventh hour. And the question is why? It seems by not making kiddush, you are showing a lack of faith to this concept of Hashem protects those who are doing a mitzvah. And that's a very important thing to pay attention to. For example, the Gemara says that when someone passes away, you're supposed to pour out all the water in the whole neighborhood at that time the person passes away. Let's say you have water that's ready for matzahs. It's called the Mayim Shalano, the water to be used to bake matzah. And someone passed away in the house where the water is. So, and you have other water. Should you spill out the water or should you use the water? So the Alter Rebbe says, Shem mitzvah davar. If you're doing a mitzvah, you don't know about anything negative, So you should specifically should use that water. You shouldn't show that you're afraid of Ruach Rav, impure spirit. You should specifically use that water because you are, if you don't use the water, it sounds like you're not, you don't believe what the Gemara says, that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're protected. So you, therefore, you specifically should use that water for the matzah and not spill it out. So the question is on our custom. So why is it our custom, custom Lubavitch, not to make kiddush in the seventh hour? If there's a concept of shem and mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't know anything bad. So why not? You're doing a mitzvah, you're making kiddush. Not just making, you're making kiddush at the time you're supposed to make kiddush, which is when Shabbos begins. So the answer is like this. I just want to point out before we go to the answer. There is another version of this understanding of the seventh hour. Other version is, it's not that the seventh hour is a dangerous time, it's just appropriate to make kiddush at a time when there's a stronger positive mazel. This mazel, the seventh hour, is a mazel of madin. Don't do the kiddush in a negative hour, do the kiddush in a positive hour when the forces of kedusha are dominant. The mazel of tzedek in the next hour. Why do it in madin? Do it in tzedek. That's what the Arizal writes. The Arizal says it's just a better time. It's not that there's something wrong with doing it according to the Arizal. It's not dangerous. The Arizal says it's just better to do it in a time when Kedusha is dominant. That's what the Arizal says. However, the Altarev doesn't learn like that. Altarev says the issue is a danger. However, the fact that you're doing a mitzvah, that overrides this danger. So why is it that we are concerned for this danger if we are doing a mitzvah? So it's possible, as this what I'm sharing with you is based upon a two shiurim of Rabbi Meir Ashkenazi. And he said that his interpretation is like this. The mitzvah to make kiddush early is to make kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes in. Our custom anyways is not to make kiddush, not to daven early. Our custom is to daven, make kiddush later. And since we're not making kiddush anyways as soon as Shabbos comes in anyways, we're making kiddush already after his kachavim, after nightfall, maybe we try to daven ma'ariv later. Since we try to have Ma'ariv later and we don't make Kiddush so early, anyways, we're not anyways fulfilling the mitzvah of making Kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes in, and therefore the obligation to make Kiddush as soon as possible isn't as strong of an obligation. And that's why the Rebbe himself...
In the many communities, I think what you mean is that the many communities take a couple of Shabbos earlier throughout the year. So right away you run home and you make Kiddush right away.
Oh. So that's why they their custom makes sense. It fits in. They make Kiddush early. And therefore, they're trying to do the mitzvah of making kiddush early as soon as possible when Shabbos comes in. So according to their custom, it makes sense that they're not concerned about this because they are doing the mitzvah of making kiddush as soon as possible. But according to our custom, we try to daven Shabbos the Ma'ariv after Tes Kachavim. So if, according to this community, anyways not davening Ma'ariv on time, anyways not making kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes in, therefore, why should you be allowed to make kiddush in the seventh hour when you don't have a mitzvah to back you up? What if you do have a mitzvah back you up? What if there are guests waiting for you? You have guests waiting for you. Isn't that a mitzvah? So Rebbe writes about this. The Rebbe says, well, let's ask that question. Is there a mitzvah? Who's doing a mitzvah? What mitzvah is it? You're doing a mitzvah, right? You're welcoming your guests. Okay. What about your guests? What about their mitzvah? They're not doing a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah welcoming your guests. It's a big mitzvah. Your guests aren't doing a mitzvah. So what's protecting them? They're not being protected. You're protected by a mitzvah. They're not protected by a mitzvah. What kind of host are you? You're a host protecting them with your mitzvah? No, they don't have a mitzvah to protect them. Only you have a mitzvah to protect you. And therefore, the Rebbe says that this is a concern, even if you have guests, because the mitzvah that protects you won't protect them. And therefore, there is no mitzvah in the first place, because you're just, all there is the danger, not a mitzvah. So therefore, the preferred time to make kiddush, in order not to get into this time of danger, the custom, halacha, is you're allowed to make kiddush. The custom is not to make kiddush because of this said danger. What if you're making kiddush on white wine? So Rabbeinu Bachaye says, next week's parasha, when Esav asks for the red stuff, after Esav fights with Nimrod, and he comes back with his garments of Nimrod, he's very hungry, he wants the red stuff that Yaakov is cooking. So he says, give me the red stuff. Why is it red twice? Rabbeinu Bachaye says that foods which are red are associated with Eden, with Esav, which is red. And he wanted to bring in the power of the unhealthy, unholy forces. That's what he's asking for, the red. And red wine is also associated with the opposite of holiness. So it seems the issue is with the red wine. However, the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold the Yefme Kish on red wine. The Alter Rebbe holds, if the white wine is as good as the red wine, you like the white wine, Mikish on the white wine. So the Alter Rebbe doesn't mention that there's that you could make Kiddush on white wine instead of on red wine in the seventh hour, because according to Alter Rebbe, there's an equal danger whether it's red wine or it's white wine. Challah, on the other hand, is okay. Why is challah okay? It says in Gemara that wine is called wine for, wine has two names. Wine is called yayin, and wine is called tirish. The word wine, yayin, is associated with yolala, and the word tirish is associated with rash. We find that wine causes problems. Throughout the Gemara, the Tanakh, we find that people have drunk wine and done lots of crazy stuff since Nayach. So therefore, when you have the convergence of these two things, number one, you're trying to bring holiness in the world. Number two, you're using wine. So since there are two points that the opposite of holiness can contend with, number one, that it's wine, number two, trying to bring Kedusha in the world. Therefore, at this specific seventh hour, when the opposite of holiness has dominion, has a force, it's preferable not to make Kiddush this time because of the danger that wine together with Kiddush does. So it's wine plus Kiddush, both of these things. Okay, so that's the reason for this custom. Now, if we have two more minutes, I'll try to explain how the time works. How do you figure out the time? Yeah, you got to do the time? Time? Okay? All right, let's do the time. Why? What is this time? Does it go by Shazmanies? Does it go? Usually, Halacha says we define time by the amount of hours in the day, and we measure. How does it work over here? What about we're seeing 6 hours from midday, 7 hours from midday? Midday changes, so it should always change. How does it work? So the Rebbe says that based upon the custom that he saw, the people don't calculate every week the midday and count 7 hours from midday. Instead, they go by the average time of midday. What's the average time of midday? Depends where you are in the world. So in Eretz Yisrael, where midday is between 11:40 and 12 o'clock throughout the year, so the average time is 11:40. So therefore, the sixth hour is 5:40 to 6:40. In New York, where the average time for midday is 12 o'clock, the seventh hour is between 6 and 7. And Los Angeles, the average time is from 5:53 to 6:53. That's the average. That's the average time. It changes, but the custom is to go by the average hour. And since we're not going by halachic hours, we're going by the stars. We're going by a physical phenomenon of the stars, of the rotation of the stars. Therefore, the hour that's used is the 60-minute hours, not Shazmanias. The Rebbe was asked about this. And growing up, everyone heard all these rumors. Does it go by 6 or 7 on the clock? What if they change the clock? Does it go by... Rebbe answered this question. Rebbe says, not 6 or 7 on the clock. It goes by the average... seventh hour of the day, depending on when midday is in that place of the year. Whenever there's an average midday in that place of the year, when in Los Angeles, the seventh hour is between 5:53 to 6:53 throughout the year. The Rebbe said himself in his father's house and in his father-in-law's house, they make Kiddush much later. And the Rebbe himself, after davening, they went to his room and make Kiddush many hours later than the seventh hour. And therefore, you couldn't see how they calculated exactly the Rebbeim or the Rebbe's father, because they make Kiddush much later anyways. But as far as the Minhag Lubavitch, they didn't calculate every week. Instead, they went by the average seventh hour. Any questions?
So does it also affect Yom Tov?
Oh, that's a good question. Does it affect Yom Tov also? So it has to do with Kiddush on Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like now it's
6:53.
5:53,
6:53.
So the clock
changes. Doesn't matter if the clock changes. It has to go by with 6 hours from midday. Whenever midday is, it's 6 hours from midday. So
it moves with the clock. So it could be a problem in the summer.
Yeah, it's the seventh hour. Whenever the seventh hour is from midday.
Which is why the early minions are done like so that. You won't do kiddush during those times.
Some people think that's to do with the angels coming to your house to bless you, or the two angels coming to your house. But you already tell the angels to leave before you start making kiddush. Along with angels. But besides the angels, if there are hungry people in your house and you need to make kiddush, you make kiddush. That's the bottom line. Anyways,
I think also, if I understood correctly, once based on the Alter Rebbe, Once you get home, you need to make kiddush. So if you're going to follow this, you need to stay in shul tomorrow.
There is such an opinion.
Go home and have a good conversation.
There is such an opinion. There is such an opinion. The Rebbe himself, that's what the Rebbe did. The Rebbe went from shul back to his room, and then he from there he stayed there until he made kiddush. That's what happened.
Shkoyach.
Meaning he didn't go to make, he didn't go home first and then make kiddush later. He stayed in his room until he went to make kiddush.
That's what I understood.